This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Cody Besant is CEO, Plains Cotton Growers.
Cotton is kind of unique in the fact that it's a one-trick shot. In the fact that if you have a good crop here, then you can kind of make ends meet for a couple of years. But if you have several repeating years, like we're structuring up to see, where it's been less than desirable, then it has a very big toll on infrastructure because they rely solely on volume. And when they have less than desirable volume or no volume at all in some cases, then that does have a big toll on infrastructure in a negative way, where you will see gyms specifically closing down or maybe pivoting and having some different mergers just to try to keep everything intact. And so we're mindful of that. We're watching that. Certainly we don't want to lose infrastructure. Case in point, whenever we have a good crop here, and I hope we're stepping into a new good crop year in 2024, we want to have enough infrastructure capacity to be able to withstand that and process that product in a timely manner, as compared to our small grains brethren, and certainly not taking away from them. They are certainly a key component in this area, and a key component in a cropping system, but they have the ability to withstand different tides between different commodities because they have multiple commodities to pull from versus cotton is not. It's, again, as I said, it's just a one-trick shot.
It's Growing Cotton.